Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
God wants to use His Word to inflame in your life and for people to be drawn to who you are and you showing a living Christ.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the pastor of Harvest Baptist Church and our speaker for Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Pastor completes his brief look at model difference makers by turning to the Old Testament example of Moses and seeing how God has a plan and a purpose for each one of our lives, as he did for the life of Moses.
Many of you have met my one brother, Dave. He's 4 years older than I am. I am one of three boys that did not have any sisters. God knows I should have had sisters because it would have made me way more sensitive. But I also know that we did all the dishes growing up. So I asked my folks one time, I said, I need a sister, you need a daughter, because I'm the only guy in high school that has dishpan hands. And so I really wanted someone else to do all of the stuff. But anyway, that's how it was. I saw my brother this Christmas. If you haven't met Tim, Tim is my oldest brother. He's 5 years older than I am. He loves bowling. He's really into bowling. And so I was asking him about his interest in bowling, and I'd like to have him come out eventually. Actually, he has worked at the bowling alley now for about 35 years at Covina Bowl, which is where I grew up at. And so he's a janitor there, and then he gets to bowl, so that's why his big thing. And I only mention that because it has brought back memories when I was a kid. If you were to ask me when I was a teenager, do you ever consider ministry? It wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even on the radar screen. It was no way possible, nada, nothing. It just wasn't there. Until I met the Lord at 20, then things dramatically changed. Now, I set that as a backdrop because our tendency is when we look at people and we look at even our own lives, we get very myopic and look at right here, right now, this is where we are. And the reality is God's very sovereign. And God has it all planned. He has you as a part of it if you're a child of God. And you are a part of the whole picture. You have no idea what God's going to continue to do. Our ministry here is very transitory, people coming and people going. And in many ways, I enjoy that. In other ways, I don't like that because I don't like to see people end up leaving and moving on. But the reality is we are just a part of trying to continue to help others. When we look at the Bible and we see people in the Bible, it seems to be very static, but it is very dynamic in their life. And one particular individual that I talked about, Peter, was very much like that. We're looking and we will be looking at the life of Peter and actually what he had to say out of 1 Peter. But just very briefly, I want to give you the Old Testament parallel, I think, to what the New Testament example of Peter is, and that's the life of Moses. When you look at Exodus chapter 2, and I just want to draw from you what I see to be three common mistakes that we make, just as Moses made, who was really a difference maker. He was a man among millions of people, and God stepped down and said, I'm going to use you to impact a nation. And his own relationship as a young man was inadequate and one in which there were many difficulties. And yet you find Moses meeting God in Exodus chapter 3, a familiar text, but it's the idea of God speaking out of a flammable bush and becomes an illustration for us that God wants to take us just like bushes and looking for something to ignite and a passion and a fire for God. This is how God does it. He did it with Peter and he did it with Moses years earlier. Do you remember the story in Exodus chapter 3? And it's really replayed in Acts 7 when Stephen, and that was a text I was going to use, but this is, seems to be so simply clear that Moses, when he kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, in verse 1, the priest of Midian, and as he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And here you find the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight with why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. Now, I want to just stop right here and remind you and remind myself that if you are a child of God, God somewhere along the line called you a specific time and place for salvation. This is the time in which God was again showing himself to Moses and reminding him, I have a call on you. I have a task for you to do. And Moses, looking at this very unusual sight, realized that this is something that was arresting his attention, and this is something so odd and out of the ordinary that it caused him to stop everything else and realize this is a moment that God is doing something in my life. This is how it is with you and with me. Many times we get moving and going and doing the things we're supposed to do, and there's many times God wants to stop and say, this is a burning bush moment. This is a time in which I'm wanting to speak to you. Now, with that being said, take the idea of this burning bush, and this is what God wants to do with your life. He wants to end up igniting a passion for him and for others to be able to draw into it just as Moses was drawn to this bush. And God wants to use his word to inflame in your life and for people to be drawn to who you are and you showing a living Christ. Now, there are common mistakes that happen. Here's God, kind of an overview, looking at Moses' life, and the common mistakes that he made are so typical for us that we end up really many times putting out the fire that God put in us because some common mistakes. These are the three. Number one, here's what happened with Moses. When you end up finding Moses here in chapter 2, verse 11, when Moses, a model difference maker, notice in chapter 2, verse 11, it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown. We know that he was 40 right here. He was 40. And that he went out into the brethren, he looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting in Hebrew one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, which, by the way, is a clue. Don't be doing what you're thinking about doing if you're going to look this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and he hid him in the sand. Bad thing. You don't hide things in sand. One rush of wind and it's no there anymore and it's all uncovered. Well, that's exactly what happened to Moses. And what happened? Do you remember Moses taken out of the bulrushes, brought into Pharaoh's house? His mother came along as the nurse, and he was raised as an Egyptian, as a Pharaoh's son. He was now in a place to stand eventually as the number one power in the world, and he was in air for that, 40 years old. And Moses now realizes that he is offended, and he's trying to defend his own Hebrew. He kills this Egyptian, and it's all uncovered. It's all found out. And out of that story, you know the story of Moses, that he now flees from Pharaoh. This is what I see very simply. Number one is that you end up finding that we run before we are sent. What was going on with Moses? He knew he was called. He knew that he was supposed to be in a place to be the deliverer. And the reality is, it's the first major mistake we make. And as a younger, more confident, more headstrong Moses had done those 40 years before this encounter at the bush, that God hadn't sent him. Not yet, but he ran ahead. And the problem was, that was driving it, was he was incredibly intense. We know that he was faltering in his speech, but somehow that intensity, that passion as a youth drew him, but he began to run before he was actually sent. See, the fact is that we many times can't wait for God to set things up. We can't wait for events to fall into place. We can't wait for the Spirit's nod, so we don't. We run, and God says, listen, I have something for you. You just be patient. And this is what he's trying to say, as it was to Moses. Moses, you be patient. And it's a common mistake that I find when God's hands on somebody, you be patient. Moses was 40. We don't think is that as young, but we know that Moses' life, you could put it into 40s. There he is at 40. Then you run into the second common mistake, and it takes him 40 years to get to this place. Now he's 80. When you end up finding the simple reality, the common mistake, that number two, Moses retreated after he had failed. Because once he ended up thinking, I'm going to do this, I'll take care of this, and he takes matters into his own hands, that you find Moses now retreating. He's pulling away. And having run before he's sent, we end up just as he was in the ditch. And what we do, we try to find the very smallest little place that we can find and go off and crawl away in a hole, and we don't want to ever do that again. And so we just pull way back, and that's exactly what you find with Moses, to the point that in verse 15 of chapter 2, we find that when Pharaoh heard this, Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh. And he goes the rest of the story, verse 15, all the way down through 22, that you find that he was in a desert place. And the problem is that he is not now just in intensity and he needs to be patient. But the problem was he was very inadequate. He knew that his own failures created an incredible amount of frustration, went in the backside of the desert for 40 years. And as one author said, we simply cannot stand the thought of failure. Yet whoever said you and I had to succeed at everything we attempt? And it's an artificial standard set up by us, not by God. And as we've seen here, the failure that Moses ended up having that put Moses in a place now, not of now being intense, but it's almost like now he's feeling very inadequate. He's in a place now not by, as we talked this morning, about pride, and God dealt that with Moses, but now you find him being very discouraged. And the similar common mistakes, the hindrances to hope, is what you find with Moses as well. He was proud. God said, listen, I'm going to humble you, and you be patient. Now he's saying, Moses, don't live in discouragement. You be strong. You realize I do have a task for you. And hence now you find himself meeting with God at the burning bush. You'd think that's enough, and okay, these are the common mistakes and good lessons to be learned. But the reality is that God was giving Moses a call. And this is where you end up finding in chapter 3 something that is so common. That we run before we're sent, we retreat after we fail, and then you find lastly Moses of resisting when he was called. And he was holding back from what God put on his life and put him in a place to say, I want you to do this, Moses. I am that I am. You are standing on holy ground and take off your shoes, which is an act of submission. Here there in the desert of not going anywhere without some kind of sandals. And Moses now realizes this is God. And it's interesting, the dialogue that God has with Moses that reassures us like a heavenly father trying to encourage Moses after the pride and after the discouragement. Now he's dealing with fear. And he was afraid. Or in other words, the problem was he was insecure.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with Pastor Marty Heron on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189. Barragata, Guam, 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us at this same time on Monday for the next edition of Heart of Harvest. Thank you.